Hey Wes, what's going on, my man?
Just racking and stacking, doing what we do, my friend.
We are. We're just like living that love what we do and do what we love thing, aren't we?
We are. I just put that on one of our posts, oddly enough.
Well, I love it. I love it because it's true. You know, every day you gotta live it, love it, own it, and we do that. So yeah. So here we are, another one. So today we've been bouncing a lot lately in and out of the industry, you know, the metal roofing industry, the upholstery industry, which is a great spot to be because there's a lot of good, incredible guests we've had that bring some information to the industry that we can all live with or live by, I guess. But today we're going back to the industry with Bruno Battista. Bruno is he's a I mean he's electric and he's everywhere. And he's the true definition of a brand ambassador. And this is going to be a good time to chat with him, don't you think?
I think so. And we have another brand ambassador in our presence quite a bit with Eric Bam. And I told you, years ago I was able to go to a thing called the Word of Mouth Super Genius event at the Chelsea Pier in New York and meet a guy named Ramon De Leon that does it for Domino's. And when you're a true brand ambassador and you have that evangelistic, kind of a following, it's exciting. And it looks like, when we look at Bruno's stuff on LinkedIn and some of the things that we've done following him, he is definitely one of those guys. And since you both, go out there and shake hands and kiss babies and do all the stuff that you do, this is going to be an exciting interview.
Yep, gonna be a good time. So I think we should just go get Bruno. What do you think?
That sounds like a plan.
All right, brother, let's go do it.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
There he is. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good. How are you, buddy?
You know what? It couldn't be any better. I mean, now that I got Bruno on, it's like my day is complete, right?
There you go. It's a pleasure to be in your show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. So, and I know, especially with all the traveling you've been doing lately, I'm glad we finally got you cornered someplace where we could talk for a minute.
Yeah, we can talk, definitely.
Yeah. So you just got back from a long trip. You was telling me you was in Florida and Ohio and Dallas and Houston.
Yes,
and
I was in Ohio. Then I was at the IBEC Houston, which is, it's the show for the, consultants, waterproofing. And then after that, I went back to Florida, which was my home. And then I went back again the next day to the IRE Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I saw a lot of your stuff from IRE, as I'd mentioned off pre-show that I didn't make the IRE this year. And that's the first year in like 15 years, probably, that I didn't get there, but I saw you everywhere, which is what you do, because what's always impressed me with you, Bruno, is you are evangelistic about being a brand ambassador, and all your fans are incredibly I think evangelistic about following you. So how in the world did you become this popular brand ambassador? Just walk us through what you've done and why and how and where, and let's get people to know Bruno a little bit.
Well, let me explain about the title, actually, brand ambassador. I didn't came up with that. It was one time I went to a job interview, and this guy, up to this day, I remember this. He was an HR guy, and he told him, Bruno, you are a pony with a lot of tricks, and it's almost impossible to get to know the full potential yourself. So, in order for me to create a position, in order for me to put you in a position on company, I have to create a position for you. I say, what do you mean? He said, it's impossible to fit a triangle inside a square. So I have to create a position because if you are good in sales, but if I put you in sales on my company, then I cannot use your technical. If I put you in a technical, I cannot use in sales. If I can put you on social media marketing, I cannot use the sales. So I have to create something unique and different for you. And then he say, I think brand ambassador will be something that a different title. I say, okay, well, that looks good. And I was more interested in the money. I could care less. You can call me anything. But my background is roofing. You know, I've been doing roofing since I was 14. I'm a third generation roofer in my family. My grandfather was a roofer back in Italy. They migrated to Brazil to escape the World War II. So my father was born in Brazil. From my father's family, everyone was born in Italy, except my dad. My dad was born in Brazil. And then met my mom. My mom is full Brazilian. You know, in Brazil, we speak Portuguese. We do not speak Spanish. Because a lot of people, a lot of American people sometimes, you're from South America, you speak Spanish. No, we speak Portuguese. But I learned how to speak Spanish watching Telemundo here in the United States, because I didn't speak English when I came here. So back into my dad, they had a waterproofing company in Brazil. And so in the early 70s, my grandfather decided to move to New Jersey. He opened a roofing company. It was a union company, local 04, Newark, New Jersey. And then in the end of the 80s, he was extremely sick. He had a stage 4 cancer. So he asked my dad to take over the business. So my father came in 1993. And right after that, six, seven months later, in 1994, I came, me, my mom, and my siblings. So I'm here since 1994. I'm 44 years old, getting old, not getting any younger. But that's how I started roofing. I started at an early age, on a 14, spring breaks, which is spring breaks right now in Florida. Mm-hmm. I started roofing, learning the trade, from my father. Every time it was holidays or sometimes weekends, I want to make extra money. So I would work with my dad, And back in the days, it was real roofing. Not saying that there's no real roofing right now, but it was way much more harder because the technology wasn't there. So you were like a hot mop and torch, four ply system. So it was the big deal, and again, like I say, it's not dismiss, all the labor, the hard work that people are doing today. But way back then, the technology wasn't there yet. I wish I was born a little bit younger, or at least learn that trade when the single ply came, But I can't complain. But I did not, at one point, there's a lot of things, either you love work with your family or you don't. In my case, I did not like work with my family. Love my dad, love my grandfather, but I did not like to work with them. So I end up moving to Florida through a scholarship. I was very good playing soccer, so I moved to Florida. But I did not like the job that I had. I had a couple of jobs that I hated. So I ended up working for a manufacturer. So my first manufacturer I worked for was Tremco. I worked for them for 14 years. But the last 6 years of my journey with Tremco, don't get me wrong, I love the people there. I had a lot of good friends, but I was stuck in the same position. I don't know what was happening, but every time I was applying for a job, someone would take my job, and then a lot of people didn't have the experience that I had it. And it started to upset me, frustrated. I had a buddy of mine that told me, "Hey, why don't you use LinkedIn?" I said, What the hell is LinkedIn? He said, it's a platform, you connect with people. I said, all right, I'm going to try that. So I opened this platform, you use my email, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, it says that I already had it. And I say, I don't even remember creating one. So I couldn't remember the password. I create a new password. I only had three friends. And those three friends, they were not even the roofing industry. So I started putting, because I really want to find another job. So I started putting posts before and after, pictures that I was done repairs. So, and after that, I created a bunch of different things, a bunch of things that was original. Only me was doing. So I pretty much, that training that you see right now, because you see a lot of people doing inspections, roof inspections in the roof. You see a lot of roofing podcasts, you're completely different. You do a lot of podcasts with different people. My was completely to the roofing industry. You know, you see people put roofing inspections in the roof and things that roofers doing wrong, OSHA's violation. Those are the trend that I created, you know. So next thing you know, I seen a lot of Brunos out there, you know. But it makes me happy because, you know, you can see that a lot of people start doing what I do and they really enjoy, you know, seeing a little bit of my twist and put a little bit of fun to people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's pretty cool. So you can tell, and a thing that I really love about what you do is there's doing podcasting, there's doing videos, there's doing those kind of things, and they're very bland and very uninspiring. You bring an exuberance and an energy that is pretty catching, and that's something that we don't see a lot, especially in our roofing industry, right? We're not necessarily, it's not a real sexy industry, right? In most cases.
For instance, there's a lot of people that they reach out to me at 1.0 in certain occasions and say, "Hey, Bruno, I wanna do just like you do. What do you do?" So I was taking calls from people and giving advice for people, and now they have even podcasts or they doing something even better than me, and I'm not embarrassed to, you know. But everyone, it's their own person, you know. It depends on the personality of the person, you know. My personality, I was the clown in school. You know, I was trying to make people laugh and kind of like that, you know. So this is me, you know. I'm not trying to be anybody else but myself, you know. Right. And the hashtag BrunoNoBS, it was created for that because, you know, while working on roofing manufacturers, you know, I create a good reputation with my customers. You know, in a point that even thought I was in the technical side, but then, you know, and I was not a part of the sales team. People would reach out to me instead of reaching out to, it was so funny. Instead of them to reach out to the salesperson, they would call me to say, "Bruno, I want to ask you a question." I say, and it ended up being like, in a lot of companies I work for, it kind of like create a little bit of a tension between the sales rep and myself because mm-hmm. they will feel like betrayed by the customers, but it wasn't my fault, right. You know. So, but I was very sincere. You know, we were going a job. You know, my expertise is liquid apply, right? Roofing coatings. I've been pushing this for more than 20 years. You know, and you see people right now, they all call themselves the experts. You know, now you see a bunch of roofing coatings, blah 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 blah. But back in the days, there was none. And I remember being ridiculized by the same people that are posting right now about coatings. They are the people that used to make fun of me. Get out of here. Coatings is not this and that. And now it's so funny because I see them doing that. You know, because I always believe in that, in coatings, you know. So, but I was the one that, you know, I always thought about, you know, for me, it's always a reciprocal relationship. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. So I always love to help people. But when I was going to doing roof inspections with the sales rep, you know, a lot of times companies, you know, they hire young people, which there's nothing wrong with that. Again, as long as they're willing to learn. Right. And in a lot of occasions, you know, I would go on a roof to do an inspection, and the roof was not a candidate for coatings. And I would have had to tell the truth. I say, "Hey, this roof is not a candidate for coatings." But some of the sales rep, it would be upset with me and say, "No, we're going to do coatings this. The roofing contractor wants to do coatings." I say, "Buddy, this roof is like a water bath. This roof needs to be replaced. You need to rip off the entire roof. This roof is not a candidate for coatings." So I create a no BS because I was not going to bullshit. Even if mm-hmm. the people would be upset with me, I vow to tell the truth, and then that's what I was going to do. I'm going to tell the truth to everyone, you know?
Well, and you know, and that's, I love what you do with that, because that is one of the things that's a pet peeve in the world of sales, right? And I've been a sales guy my whole life, mostly in this industry of metal roofing and post-frame buildings and that. And one thing that drives me crazy is sales guys that will only, all they care about is the sale. Whether it's right for the customer or not is irrelevant. It's all about the commission or the whatever it is, that the bonus, whatever it is they're trying to earn. That's important to us all, right?
But
only because we need to be good for the industry. And if we take care of the customer, that customer comes back to us many times over with referrals and all kinds of good things come out of that. But if you force them into, or quote, sell them on a product or a project that they simply don't need, or even worse yet, won't work for them, you're not only hurting yourself for future business, right? You're hurting the industry in general. And so I really applaud and appreciate guys like you that do come from the no BS mantra. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe in good faith. You know, I think the majority of the people in our industry, they don't have the knowledge. You know, and knowledge, I tell everyone this, you don't need to be an expert on everything, but you do need to know the basics of everything. Mm-hmm. That's a different story, right? It's right. Like you're a MMA fighter, right? You're a fighter. Back in the days, you know, if you look at UFC, they only had one style. Either was jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, boxing, whatever it is. And then they start to realize that, wait a minute, I have to learn other tactics, you know, for me to be good and at least defend against my opponent. So it then became MMA, you know, mixed martial arts. And the majority of people, they are an expert maybe in one or two arts, and the other three and four, they just learning just to know the basics. You know, right. They are black belt in one, but they are purple belt in another one, or a brown belt. But the expertise, you know, what they love is like either jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, Kung Fu, whatever they want to do it. But they only have one art that they master. And the other ones is just like, you know, go with the flow just to learn everything. So right. I think in general, you know, a lot of people, there's that lack of knowledge. But there is always bad apples in everywhere, not only in our industry, but in general, you know, mm-hmm. every trade, you always have a bad apple.
Exactly. Well, and something you just struck on too, Bruno, I really enjoyed was the fact that you don't have to be an expert on everything. You need to know where to go find the information or go find the people that have the information. And clearly the number one thing is, don't lie about it. You know, if you don't know, there's really a lot of respect gained, I think, from a sales guy that says and admits, you know what, I don't know that, but I'm going to find out for you. Right?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, I don't know everything. I'm not a, you know, there's a lot of people that are better than me in a lot of things, you know. And there's a lot of things I'm better than a lot of people. But I'm not claiming to be the best. I'm not claiming to be the better everyone else. You know, when I have any questions, I know some experts in different areas that, you know, I say, hey, listen, I encounter a problem here. What do you do if you were me? You know, mm-hmm. and they will give me the information I need it, and I'll pass to my customers. If I cannot find a solution, I can't find a solution. I'll have to recommend it to another company or another manufacturer or another roofing contractor, because, you know, they don't offer this kind of expertise, you know, that I don't have, or the company or the contractor or whatever they work with, you know, have it, you know. So I'm not gonna lie just to get a right. bucket, you know, and then, you know, doing that, you destroy your character, you destroy, you know, you destroy pretty much your name. And this is the good thing that you should have right. in the name, because once you do, you know, listen, people always, you can do a lot of good, but you do one bad thing, one bad thing, people's going to remember it forever. I'm not saying exactly. little bad things, because, you know, every one in a while, people do, you know, bad stuff, and that's part of the reason. Those are called mistakes. But I'm talking about bad things with not a good faith. You know, those are the things that, you know, it could destroy your reputation in the industry. You know, and I tell everyone, this industry is so big, but yet everyone knows each other.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's all you have to do is go to a trade show, right? That's thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And yet it's amazing how many people you actually know there, right? So it's big,
absolutely, man.
But it's small at the same time. It's pretty cool. So
when you become like a influence or celebrity, like I became, and it was by accident. I never thought in a million years to promote myself or anything like that. You know, because like I say, I like to make people laugh. Everywhere I go, people want to take pictures with me. They recognize me. I walk, they, Bruno Diaz, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hey, what's going on, brother? And sometimes they talk to me like they know me, but sometimes I don't know those people, you know, because it's very hard for you to, you know, remember like half a million people.
yeah, that's real tough.
The ones that always interact with me, but even those sometimes, because sometimes they, you know, you don't put the a face together with the voice, you know, but they see me because they will see me because I put videos. They don't. Some of them don't, so I have no idea who it is. But you know, a lot of times, like, oh yeah, we, and I was like, what's your name? I kind of tried to look at the badge to see the name. I'm like, I click very quickly. Say, oh yeah, we talk, you know. I try not to hurt anybody's feelings.
exactly. So, Bruno, let's finish up with this. And don't give any away your super massive secrets here. But so folks that want to become more of a brand ambassador for themselves, I'm not saying in your stance where you do it for many, many, many companies, you do it for the industry, but everybody should be their own brand ambassador for themselves, right? For themselves personally, for their company. What's a few Bruno rules to just be better? Because I'm a big believer, and I'm sure you are, that visibility equals opportunities, right? The more visible we are. What's the average guy out there going, I got three pickups and three or four guys, and we built some roofs. I think we do a pretty good job. But how do I develop that brand of Billy Bob the Roofer in my area?
Well, let me give a perfect example. Depends on how big you want to be, okay? The same way you get authenticity and you became famous and you became outspoken on certain things, sometimes that can backfire you. I became for large manufacturers, because at one point, you know, manufacturers didn't want to hire me because me taking the spotlight of their own products. It happened before. So a lot of times you gotta be careful, you know. If you wanna follow the route of working for a manufacturer or a distributor, you cannot be vocal like I am, because you know those are corporations. All right, corporation. You live in a corporation in America. You are a yes man, so you can put a lot of things these days. You know they allow you to, but you know it still have a censorship. You know there's certain things that you do you won't allow to be doing. And it could, you know, cause you trouble, you know. But if you a guy that owns your own company, you know, and you want to grow and you want to, you know, create a group of followers, you know, just be original, be yourself. You don't have to be anybody else, because there are people that are meant to be camera, and there are people that force themselves to be in the camera, and it doesn't look good. And you have to accept it, you know. Look, there's no such thing as believe in your dreams and you can be anything. That's bullshit, okay? Because here's the thing. Can I be a Michael Jordan, believe in my dream, and become a Michael Jordan? No, I don't have the excuse. I could have had to train my entire life. People say, oh, training. Because I hate sometimes you see on the social media platform, people yell at you, don't be lazy. It's a motivational videos. Now it's booming on every platform. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and put a guy with big muscle or a guy that had a lot of money. And look, you're not in my shoes. Don't tell me that it's easy, that I'm lazy. Because I wake up every time at 4 o'clock in the morning. But that doesn't mean, you know, And some people wake up at 6, 7, but that doesn't mean they're lazy. That's, you know, that's how their body functions. That's how their family is. Sometimes at 4 o'clock, they have to, you know, if a single mom that need to prepare, you know, the kids' lunch for the school, they need to make, you know. So I hate when people do those things and they giving advices for people not knowing the situation of the person, you know. So everyone do your own, you know, and believe in your potential. I'm not saying to, you know, motivational speeches are nice, but at the same time, you know, that doesn't reflect on the reality of life, okay? Because in the reality of life, if you have kids, if you have a family, if you have a job, you cannot go and drop everything just to follow a dream. Because sometimes the dream can become a nightmare. So you got to be very cautious and careful. Yes, I understand. Most of the people that they give an example, the guy from the Apple or the guy from Microsoft, those guys came from rich parents. You know, good. You know, they created a fortune. Don't get me wrong, but they came from a good, well family. You know, they already had good things online for that, you know, and they is smart. You know, some people are not as smart than they are, you know. So by the end of the day, it's just like I say, you know, just be yourself. If you believe that you're able to communicate with people and be outgoing and, you know, and be able to give a message just to people, just be yourself and you'll be good, you know. Social media, you know, It became a huge thing for me. Even thought I had 4 years ago, I didn't even use it. So I would recommend people, you know, to start using social media, networking. You know, look, even TikTok. I remember a year ago, I was like, I'm not gonna put in it. I look at TikTok, I see a lot of kids dancing, taking their clothes off, and I'm like, that's not me. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not doing that. But I end up realizing that there's a lot of people that still follow me. And just my hashtag alone on TikTok is 35 million views. Just my hashtag alone, 35 million views. 35 million follow my hashtag on TikTok. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. But then the more I was like, maybe I'll do it. Try. If you don't like, you can always go back, you know?
Right. Well, and Bruno, the my final thought that I just took, which is again something I believe is people can watch what all kinds of influencers do, and you want to be them. But you know, I always like to say there's 8 billion people in the world, and there's only one thing that I know for certain: I am the best at being me, and that's it, right? Absolutely. And you're the best at being you. I will never pull off what you do. You'll never pull off what I do. You pull off what you do for yourself, right? Just be yourself. Because I think, especially if you're in the world of sales, you're all in the world of sales, we're all in the world of sales in some shape or form, is I want people that watch my videos, that watch my podcast, that watch whatever I do. And if I walk into your office tomorrow, you're going to know instantly that's me, not just by my face, but because of the way I dress you, the way I talk, the way I act, you're going to see the exact same person, you know. When we meet up, like we talked off air, when we meet up for coffee one of these days here, there's going to be zero doubt. I can tell either way.
I'm the same way. The same person you see in camera. I am, and some of those people live in like in a fantasy. It's almost they live in a fictional character, and sometimes, unfortunately, they become those fictional character. They believe so much, but they, you know. But off camera, they are different people. Right. They rude. It's like an actor. Have you seen an actor sometime? How they, you know, they are very nice, but you know, off camera, they are nasty. You know,
Exactly.
This is how it happened, man. No.
Yep, exactly. Be real. Awesome. So, Bruno, I appreciate you taking some time. I know you're coming off a big long run of the road. Should ask questions. Anything that I missed today that you want to get out before we get off of here? Anything I missed today?
No, you didn't miss anything, man. You asked me, you know, about myself, and I told you straight how it is, you know? So, you did good.
Good. Well, it's a great story, my friend. And I appreciate you being on and taking the time. And I owe you coffee.
All right. No problem, man.
Great. Big one.
You
big
take
coffee. That. All right, brother. Cheers.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Does it get any better than the enthusiasm of the brand ambassador himself, Bruno Batista? Bruno, no BS. Follow him. It's good stuff. Anyways, that is it for today. Remember, as I love to say, because I love to say it, I love what I do and do what I love. And this is another advantage right here as I get to sit here today and talk to people like Bruno and so many people that we've met doing the podcast and just being out and about. And remember, visibility equals opportunities. Don't forget that. Love what you do. Do what you love. Right? Live it. Love it. Own it. And hey, go make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.